Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Time to spit some hot fire. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and a bunch of you are texting in to get something off your chest this morning. That's okay. We love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to our friend Lou here, weighing in first. What's up, Lou? Moose, can you explain to my wife, who is listening, that ketchup does not belong on steak? I beg of you. There, I said it. Why do I got
to
do it?
I would beg to differ. And A1 sauce. Everyone has such a huge problem with A1 sauce. It's right. Literally steak sauce.
Lou's wife. Ketchup is for eggs. Barbecue sauce and A1 is for expensive, beautiful steaks. Also, if you want to get it a little bit more crispy on the outside and chewy in the center, you gotta throw it in the microwave on high for 7 minutes.
Right, of course.
Lou's gonna kill me. Who's this person? Skinny jeans will always be stylish no matter your height, weight, or age. There, I said it.
Not my girlfriend texting in. Sorry. I love you, sweetie. That was shady.
Is she a skinny jeans type of girl?
Through and through.
Really? Oh my God, a woman after my own heart.
You guys are the same. I'm dating you in the female version.
Right.
I will say it. I will admit it. I'm dating you in the female version. You guys are the same exact person.
What other things do we have in common?
The OCD, the apartment, the cleanliness.
She also gets down on all fours and cleans the baseboards?
She once a week.
Really?
Every Monday.
Now that, see? That is something I can see myself doing with a woman.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning.
You can come over and do it with her. Sure.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah. Because respectfully, not doing it. But thank you so much.
No problem.
This person says, momfluencers who film their kids and upload them to their YouTube channel is for their personal gain only. And it's unacceptable. There, I said it. It is true. Them like just raking in ad revenue from their child who has no say in the matter.
Yes.
Tough scene.
Make that money. Carrie says, not everyone wants to be a CEO, Breezy. There, I said it. Okay.
What?
Oh, okay. Carrie? I don't know where it came out of left field. Did I miss something?
You're absolutely pissed. Are you okay? I never want to be a CEO. Sounds like way too much admin.
No, you would not be a good CEO.
Okay, now that you said it, that's probably not true. But all right. Mine for today is this. I just don't understand when and why IPAs became so popular.
Oh, here we go with the IPAs again.
Like, oh, we gotta get an IPA. It's 17%. And like, we gotta just like black out, brother. And it's like, you're at one brewery. Like, relax. It's 2 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, it's not that deep.
Best time to do it.
17 IPAs. I'm like, you literally can't stand.
Yo.
Like, they're like, well, I had an IPA and it was 29%. It's like, okay. Why? Like, relax. It's Tuesday. The IPA thing, canceled. I'm done with it. There, I said it. I also don't really drink like that, and I don't like beer, but like, everyone thinks they're a hot shot because they're drinking IPAs. It's like,
I don't think,
get out of here.
I don't.
Get out of here.
I don't think anyone thinks that.
No,
I
they
think,
do. You have a certain je ne sais quoi about you when you're drinking an IPA. You're like, 17%. It's like,
you
that's
know what?
Not
you
legal.
Know, you're making me want to drink right now. I need a Heffenweisen.
I need a purple haze.
I want to feel like I just ate a loaf of sourdough bread.
That's exactly it, too. It's like, it's so happy and filling. 17%. It's like, get out of my face.
Oh, my God.
My girlfriend's like, I need an IPA. It's like, all right. I don't even know what IPA stands for. Do you?
Yes. Indian Pale Ale. All right, let's go over Stupid. To this person who says Crocs are the ugliest shoe ever created. There, I said it. And if you're a grown man wearing Crocs, you don't deserve to sleep with a woman. Damn, Carly. Shots fired. That's what's up.
Even if they're on sport mode?
You know what? This is mine for today. I'm not sure what all the hype is about Yellowstone, but I tried watching it. It's one of the most boring shows to date. People are so quick to call a mediocre show brilliant when it's a 2 out of 10 at best. There, I said it.
That, Yellowstone, and Yellow Jackets. Why is everything yellow?
Yellow Jacket, I did start watching, and like I got distracted with another murder documentary.
It's just Lost in a different font.
All right, Hannah Banana, what's going on?
My take today is that TikTok needs to get rid of the feature that shows who's checked on your page. I want to stalk in peace.
It's messy.
I want to go on people's pages without them knowing about it.
It's definitely messy. I don't know why they blow up your spot like that. It's so weird. Unfair. Did you know that, Moose? If you go and look at someone's page, it tells them that you're looking.
Well, when I go on my page, I see a whole list of everyone that's looked on my... I mean, I don't really use TikTok, though. It's not my favorite platform.
I know. You're a millennial.
So. Let's go over to Johnny C. Hey! Yo, can you guys play my hit single, Bloody Confetti, on your show for me? It's fire. No, I'm so sorry, Johnny. Thank you for asking, though. We're trying to cut down on the amount of bloody confetti we consume here on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I actually had too much bloody confetti yesterday, so we can't play it today. Thank you so much, though.
You know what would go great with some bloody confetti? A nice IPA.
Get out of my face.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. 47 for the high today. But yes, the sun is coming out. So we'll take it. Car was pulled out of Canandaigua Lake by a crane after police say the driver accidentally drove into it on Tuesday morning.
This was a sight to see.
Yeah, it was. I think I'm going to butcher this. Police say 19-year-old Dutcher Samatolski.
Not Dutcher.
Oh.
Ugh.
He parked his car on the pier around 1:30 a.m. and drove it into the lake while trying to make a U-turn.
How does that happen?
I mean, luckily he was able to get out of the car and swim to shore. He was brought to the F.F. Thompson Hospital and was treated for potential hypothermia. Police say alcohol and drugs were not a factor, but he was given a traffic ticket for moving from a lane unsafely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these things happen.
Oh, you got it. It's nice to have a crane on hand. You know what I'm saying? Right at the pier.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I've always feared when your car is submerged, they say all of the everything is pressured so you can't get out.
Can't roll the windows down. You gotta be careful.
I keep a glass breaker in my car at all times.
Yeah, you should. Those absolutely come in handy, especially for, you know, Dutcher's situation.
Dutcher?
I don't even know if that's how I'm going with Dutcher.
His name's like Dylan. How do you get into that situation, and how do you get out of that situation? And can your car ever work again?
When it's submerged in that much water, you'd have to put it in a lot of rice. Hold on.
Right. tells a joke, waits 49 minutes for the little punchline music.
I'm crushing it today. Also, in other news, Brighton police are looking for the suspects who say assaulted a driver and tried to steal the driver's car on Monday night. What a shocker. That happened in Rochester?
There's no way. It happened
around 11 p.m. in a parking lot on Browncroft Boulevard near I-590, and police say two men...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And with ski mask, approached the parked car and demanded the keys, with one man holding what appeared to be a gun. But when the driver refused to hand over the keys, the suspects attacked the person, took the keys, and ran away before police arrived.
Oh my God.
The victim did have minor injuries, but of course, anyone with information is asked to call 911.
I'm absolutely shocked by that. One job I would not want to have is being a driver instructor. I would never want to be in a situation where I'm teaching a 16-year-old how to drive a car and then end up at the bottom of the lake.
No.
That's one thing I would not be doing.
I would not want to do that either. 585-252-9800. We're looking for a job you would refuse to do. What is one job you will never do? I know what mine is. God, we know what yours is, Breezy. Mm-hmm. We'll get to yours coming up next after the show on PXY.
98 PXY.
What's a job you will never, ever do? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze.
Coming hot off the heels of the showings that I did last night for my apartment, I found my sublet, all is well. I walked away from those five showings of repeating the same verbiage over and over and over again. And I was like, I give real estate agents the most credit in the world. I would literally never, ever be a real estate agent or a landlord. Nope, I'm good. Thanks,
though. And those are two things you actually have to put effort in and be good at.
Right.
Sometimes in life, you got to do what you got to do to make the money and put a roof over you or your family's head. For me, I did this job once, and I will never do it again, ever again. Working in a call center was by far the most awful experience of my life for two straight years. I'll never do it again. I was timed for leaving my seat to go to the bathroom. I was timed for taking a break to grab a quick coffee. Everything I did throughout the day was timed, down to the seconds. Hmm. And then at the end of the month, I would have a one-on-one review with a supervisor on how long I was out of my seat for. But what made this job even worse was the fact that I had to call people at all hours of the day to ask them for money on maybe an organization or a foundation that they didn't even support. And it was just getting yelled at constantly. And I was like, I'm tired.
No, I don't want to do
this. This is just not worth the $12.50 an hour. In LA.
Yeah, no. No. This person says, I've never had a bad job, just bad bosses. I feel like your boss can make or break your experience. But in that case, Cynthia, if you work for yourself, aka real estate agent, it's all on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This guy said, I used to be a pastor. People are too difficult to work with. What?
I don't.
I would never be a pastor again. Okay. Right. All right.
This person says, I could never do end of life care. My biggest fear is death. Same, Kristen. I can't go to a funeral without being on edge of a panic attack the entire time. Yeah, like hospice and things like that. I don't think I could ever do that.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
No. I I don't think I could work. This speaks volumes to who I am as a person. I don't think I could work in care, period.
Me? Going into a hospital makes me sick. Can't do it.
End of life care, working with people in like a day pro. No. I think what's so important is like, you have to know who you are as a person. You have to know your personality. You have to know what you're good at. You have to know what you're not good at. And you have to know when to walk away or when to not start at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. This guy says welding. Way too dirty and would probably shave 10 years off my life. Yeah, welding is not for everybody.
That's true.
It's my uncle, welder for 30 years.
This person says, I would never in a million years for $1 million work in a daycare. Nope, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Banana, one job you will never ever do, because by the way, you're only 21.
Yeah.
You're still a senior in college.
You haven't had a job yet.
There's a lot of odd-end jobs you can do. Are we paying you to even be here?
Yes.
Oh, this is a job. Yeah. This is a job.
She goes, surprise, I make more than you.
All right, let's hear it.
I mean, I would never be a teacher just because I'm a music major and everyone just assumes that I'm going into education, and that makes me upset because there are other careers, I think, so I've heard.
Maybe, possibly.
I don't know. I haven't found out yet, but I also just don't like want to deal with children all day long.
So fair.
Yeah.
So fair. They're getting more disrespectful by the minute.
Terrible, yeah.
So because you're a music major, people think you're a teacher?
Going to be a music teacher.
Going to be a music teacher. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Just assume that's the only like career path for
sure.
Me.
This person just texted in, I would never do an unpaid internship.
Though, I guess we're the two clowns in the room because that was us.
Hey, you paid off.
And, you know, you choosing your career was only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did that work out?
I mean, I always knew I wanted to do music. That's not true. Most of my life, I knew I wanted to do music. But I remember in like early high school, they used to make us do quizzes that would tell us our career paths.
Okay.
And I took one, and it told me that my top two career paths were crossing guard and dishwasher. So I don't want to do those jobs.
What was the explanation for that?
You would make a great crossing guard?
Crossing guard, public service. I don't know.
I'm
dead. I like cried afterwards.
No, I would cry too.
Isn't a crossing guard a career someone tends to lean on after retirement?
Retirement! Yeah! I'm skipping a whole bunch of steps, I guess.
The same way people running the carousel at the mall, that's a retirement job.
The dishwasher blows my mind, though.
Dishwasher. Yeah, that felt offensive to me.
We should do a video of you at some restaurant washing dishes.
Okay, and I will say this. The one job I cannot do and will never do, and when I drive by and watch people actually doing this job, I'm like, it's not for me. Being a roofer. You will not catch me on somebody's roof in the middle of August. There is no way. And I give so much credit to those guys that do that in construction, because that's another job. It's not in me.
The house next to me is getting torn apart from the outside in, and they're all at my window eating their lunch. I'm like, can you guys go somewhere else, please?
Let's go over to Dave Thomas here, founder of Wendy's. I will never work in fast food ever again. Guys, you don't want to know some of the things I saw in those kitchens. I don't care how many times you make me employee of the month. I ain't going to do it.
The founder of Wendy's? What?
His name's Dave, but Dave Thomas was the founder of Wendy's.
Really? I'm dead.
How is this news to you?
I don't know Dave. Never met him.
Let me see who else is here. I will never, ever work in retail. That came in from Natalie. Yeah, that's a tough job, too. You got to deal with a lot of personalities in retail. And by personalities, I'm talking mostly about the customer. This doesn't fit.
This person says, wait, Hannah, was it the Windows career test? I took one junior high and my options were clown and teacher. So there's that.
Even on there. No, mine was Naviance, I think it was called.
Oh, my God. So you should be a clown.
So what's the deal? Are you going to pursue being a what do you call it?
Dishwasher?
A dishwashing
crossing guard.
We gotta
get it. Do it all.
She's just washing dishes in the middle of an intersection.
So, at the end of your internship, there's going to be a meeting with sales and programming, and they're going to want a full review of what the next steps are for you after you leave this internship. we should just send them a video of you in a crosswalk helping children cross the street.
She found her calling.
While simultaneously polishing glass. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let me get to one more person. Who else is weighing in here? Yes, another person said Walmart. This person said clown at a child's birthday party and food service. And also working at a retirement home. Mm-hmm. After everything I've witnessed in those retirement homes, especially for my Grammy being there, you couldn't pay me enough. And you probably wouldn't either.
Yeah.
They are not making a lot of money in those retirement homes.
Definitely not.
Free food, though.
You're like, that's why I was going.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.